Unit 16. Ocean Zones and Their Characteristics. The coastal oceans make up less than 1/10 of the total volume of the world ocean, while the remainder is termed the open ocean. That region lacks the complex life and diversity found along the coasts. Nevertheless, this ecosystem is still unique and home to a wide variety of species. Like land animals, most life in the open ocean relies upon sunlight. However, sunlight does not penetrate deeply under the water. Consequently, only the euphotic zone, the upper layer, receives enough sunlight for photosynthesis to occur. Single-celled organisms called phytoplankton use photosynthesis to turn sunlight and carbon dioxide into energy and oxygen. These tiny organisms form the basis of the food chain. Because of the wealth of food, over 90% of all open ocean life lives in this layer. In addition, the warm waters and low pressure enable a wide range of life to survive in comparison to other parts of the ocean, which are less hospitable. Starting from approximately 200 meters down to 1,000 meters is the desphotic zone. As only minimal light reaches this layer, organisms living there have made several remarkable adaptations. Some species are able to swim up to the euphotic zone to feed, and others have developed bioluminescence, a physical process that generates light. For example, the firefly squid has specialized light-generating cells that it uses to attract prey as well as to camouflage itself. Bioluminescent animals also rely on counter-illumination to avoid predators. They generate light on the bottom parts of their bodies that matches the brightness of the light from above while keeping their top parts unlit. This makes the animal appear nearly invisible to predators below it. In the deepest region of the open ocean, the aphotic zone, there are extremely high pressure, near-freezing temperatures, and virtually no light. Since these conditions are so harsh, scientists long believed that few species could survive there. However, improved technology has enabled scientists to dive deep below the open ocean's surface. They have found some species that are able to survive by eating the detritus that comes from the upper regions. They have also discovered underground vents, which are cracks in the ocean floor that emit high-temperature water and are rich in chemicals. Some bacteria are able to use their hydrogen sulfide in a process that is similar to photosynthesis. Those bacteria can then serve as the basis of an underwater food chain. As a result, scientists have located a few pockets of deep underwater life that display a startling amount of biodiversity.